Hey, did I lose you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just didn't hear anything anymore.
Okay. If I lose you, I've had some phone issues today. I'm on an IP phone, so if I lose you, I'll give you a call back. So regarding the bridge saw, can you tell me a little about your business in terms of how many people work for you and what your gross annual sales are?
Pretty much, the people that work for me is myself and three other guys.
Okay.
And as far as annually gross, I don't have it on top of my head, to be exact.
Okay. Do you have an idea? Do you do like maybe a monthly basis? Do you have an idea? Like, do you do 100,000 a month, 50,000, 10,000, just general numbers?
Generally, like an average, probably around, I'm going to say anywhere from 30 to 50,000.
30 to
50,000. What's coming in. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, without taking expenses out and all that, so.
Okay.
So somewhere around there.
And are you getting the saw because you mentioned the Blue Ripper from breakage just because it doesn't keep out work? Are you subcontracting any of your work currently?
No, it's just because the Blue Ripper, I mean, we have to, pretty much it takes like 3-4 hours to get one slab cut, and that's way too much. I mean, way too long, so it's not getting the job done fast enough. That's what we want, you know, it's more speed, more work, more money coming in.
Okay, and to apply for the financing, I can take your application over the phone or I can send you one to complete. What would you prefer here?
It's up to you. So what exactly do you need? Like, what kind of information do you need?
Well, what I can do is I can take your application over the phone and then send it to you for signature. I need is some basic information, stuff that you should actually, it won't be anything you won't have, say, readily available. And then I'll send it to you for your signature and your last 3 months bank statements to get the financing approved. That's what we generally require. Let me just bring up one here, and this is going to take about 3 minutes, okay?
Okay.
So give me 1 second. And do you know your credit score offhand? That's the last question I have for you.
Not really, no. And that's another thing I was going to ask. Is it through my social? Is it through, like, the EIN number from the company? That's what I was going to ask you.
Absolutely. So that's a good question. The loan is going to go underneath the business, but since you've been in business 3 years, my assumption is you've never financed equipment of this value before. You mentioned you pay cash. So we'll actually, the loan will go under the business credit. We'll only report to business credit. We will take a look at your personal credit, though, just to make sure if there's any issues. We work with all different types of credit, so if there's any issues on, like, the business or personal credit, just let me know up front so I can kind of plan accordingly. Do you know
what you're saying? My credit, well, I don't know the score, but I know my credit is not, you know, the best thing ever.
Okay.
Especially because when I got out of high school, this was like maybe 8, maybe 7 years ago. I'm not even sure how many years. I had an apartment and then I kind of like moved out and broke the lease there. So that really ruined my credit.
Okay, well, let's take a look, you know, and we can always take a look. And if you, so what's your business name here?
True Marble and Granite.
True Marble and Granite. And are you the sole owner?
Yes.
And is it a sole proprietorship, a corporation, or an LLC?
LLC.
Okay. And you said you've been in business about 3 years, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know your tax ID offhand?
I do not. No,
okay.
I don't.
Not a problem. What's your company phone number?
317-702-3933.
Okay. What is your business address?
It is 5333 Commerce Square Drive, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46107.
Indiana, and what was the zip code again?
46237. I get it messed up with my house.
Gotcha. Not a problem. Perfect.
Tell me something. I don't know if you know off the top of your head. So, do you know roughly what like the bridge saw payment monthly wise is?
Yeah, absolutely. So which, Victor, what saw are you looking for?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I got to get more information and, you know, do more research, but I saw one that was like around 43, 43.5 or so.
Okay.
Something like that. You know, nothing too crazy or, you know, cut sinks and all that. We do all that, so.
Okay. I would tell you, based on what you're telling me, I can give you kind of a low end and a high end. So on the low end, because you've been, you said you had some credit issues, and I'm not going to quote you like super, super low factors, but I would say based on what you're telling me, I think your payment's going to probably range between about 970 to probably about 1200 per month in that range.
What was that? Sorry, I was going to turn and there's kids. I heard doing trick or treating, and I was I'm finally home. So it's from 970, and what's the high end?
1200.
400, okay. All right.
And Victor, what's your last name?
Gomez.
Okay. And you said you're the sole owner. Victor, what's your home address?
It is 1720 Yazoo Drive.
Can you spell that?
Y-A-Z-O-O. Y-A-Z-O-O.
Drive, okay. And what city is that in?
That is Beech Grove, Indiana.
Beech Grove.
46107.
46107. What is your home phone number? Is it the number I'm calling right now?
Yes, huh?
Okay. What's your social?
594-215914.
It cut off once there. Can you say that again?
It is 594.
Uh-huh.
215914.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay. And let's see if I have everything else. What is the company phone number to reach you? Is it 317-702-3933?
Yeah, I use this one for everything. Yep.
Okay. So it's this, the there's not a separate business line. Is that correct?
No. Same one.
Victor, let me make sure if Penny sent me your email. Give me 1 second. Make sure I have it.
I don't think so because I didn't give him anything.
Oh, usually he sends it over to me. I was just going to see if he imported it on the contact card. No problem. What's your email?
It is True TRU Marble and Granite LLC at gmail.com.
So I'm going to read that back to you. I have True TRUE Marble
and... No, without the E.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. TRU Marble and Granite LLC at gmail.com.
Yes, and it's spelled that as well.
Give me a second.
We're not giving candy right now. We're just standing here.
So I just want to make sure because I'm putting your social on there. I'm going to read that back to you once more. I have T like Tom, R like Ruben, R, U like under, Marble, M-A-R-B-A-L-E, and A-N-D, uh-huh. Granite, G-R-A-N-I-T-E, L-L-C at gmail.com.
Yep, that is correct.
All right. Do you use online banking?
I do.
Okay. And are you in front of your computer, or, I'm sorry, does your cell phone get emails?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So most likely what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to generate an application for you. You probably, when it comes on your phone, just as an FYI, you probably can't, it won't, like, pre-populate. It won't pre-populate at all. However, when you actually go to a computer, it will print it out. I do have one other question for you. Is TRUE spelled out, is it, so it's not True TRUE, it's just True Marble and Granite LLC, correct? No E
again? Yes, without the E, that is correct.
Cool. So, Victor, you're going to get an email from me in probably the next 5 minutes, if not sooner. It's going to have a pre-filled application. I don't need you to enter any information on the application. I just need you to sign and date the middle, and I need you to send it back to me along with your last 6 months business bank statements. Also, if you can track down your tax ID when you have a chance, it'd be great, since the loan would be reported to your business credit, obviously not your personal credit.
Okay, so you need the last 6 months of my banking?
Correct.
And the... and then the EN number?
Correct. And then the signed application. Correct.
Okay. All right. So that's probably something I would have to do tomorrow or?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Tomorrow's fine.
When I get back to a computer, that would do that.
Cool.
How long does it usually take for, like, the application to be approved and everything?
Honestly, we're so busy, we're cracking out approvals generally in about 2 hours.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So, one other quick thing to note is the application I sent you is pretty much pre-filled in, so all you have to do is sign in date. However, if for some reason it doesn't generate, it might be the Adobe, so just give me a call and I'll scan a copy to you, okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to have to do, unless you know a way to do it for my my statement. The 6 months, probably going to have to print it out and copy it.
If you use online banking, you should just be able to download them offline.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. So if that's the case, I can just probably download it and send it to you right away.
Yeah, and on the application, you can always print it out, and if you don't have a scanner, you can just take a picture and email it to me.
Okay. Okey-doke.
All right, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Victor. Bye-bye.
Bye.